Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. If you'd like to chat with me, now's a great time to do so. I'll have the better part of an hour with you. So we covered a story yesterday passing. The reason I'm giggling is because you don't often hear Charlie Sheen being held up, or I guess he was holding himself up to a certain extent, as a model of decorum and social responsibility and decorum.
The hero right, here, of the story.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Here's the story. I know stranger things have happened. Not many, but stranger things have happened. All right. One of the players for LeSean McCoy, who the NFL is not doing well this week. They're just not.
Oh, really?
He's a Philadelphia Eagle running back, and on a nearly $62 tab, he tipped a waiter named Rob. Hi, I'm Rob. I'll be your server today. He tipped 20 cents. Well, and so they decided the receipt with a 20-cent tip was posted on social media by the owner of the restaurant, Tommy Up. That can't be his real name. Hopefully that's the name of the restaurant, not the guy's name, Tommy Up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's terrible.
I don't know. All right, so here's the deal. So Charlie Sheen said, "Dear Tommy Up at PYT in Philadelphia, please tell Rob K. I'm pledging $1,000 to him for the tip debacle. Just want to help. Hashtag no judgment."
Oh, brother.
Okay. So the point being, I think that, you know, far be it for me to support, you know, sort of thugs in the NFL, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. But, I think LeSean, if he said he felt that he was disrespected, he was mistreated. He said it was mistreated, disrespected, and this dissed is my term. And I think that if you're dissed, that if he'd left no tip at all, it may have been that he felt that he was just ignorant. But I think that he actually knew he knew what he was doing, and he was saying, I'm making a statement. And that seems to me a legitimate kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we asked people about tipping, and I told my story about being in a steakhouse with a woman who literally was choking, and I happened to know the waiters, and they Heimlicked her, and I asked how much, after she'd left, how much they left as a tip, and she stiffed them. Which I thought was kind of tacky. I mean, I think it's kind of tacky under any circumstances. But, when someone's just saved your life, I mean, she may have been embarrassed, and so, I'm willing to cut her a little slack, but still. I mean, she didn't leave the restaurant immediately. She wasn't taken away in an ambulance. He Heimlicked her. She sat down and had dessert and coffee, as far as I remember. Finished her drink. Oh, and speaking of drink, Ray Rice has now said that it was hard liquor that was responsible.
Oh, of course.
Sort of alluded to. But, yeah. You know, alcohol doesn't make you do anything you don't wish you could do when you were sober.
Right.
So,
right.
I was drinking. Well, then stop drinking. He says he stopped drinking.
My wife and I always talk about, it's alcohol. Neither of us drink like you, Joy, but we always say that alcohol is, you can never blame anything on it because it just basically takes your inhibitions away.
Superego.
Say the things that you normally wouldn't say.
It has to be
say.
In you.
Yeah.
It has to be in you. It's not coming from outside. So,
yeah.
Well, I think this is just the beginning of, okay, we're going to reapply in next year.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll figure out how sincere the apology is going to be, which it hasn't really come for. All right, so we're asking people about tipping, their best tipping story.
Yeah,
have you ever worked as a waiter?
I haven't worked as a waiter. I have worked in the service industry as a barista before, but never as a waiter.
So if I say grande latte on ice with foam, you'll know exactly what to do.
I would be able to do it. Probably
you guys got tipped, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What percentage of your take home was tip?
Fairly good percent. I think at that time I was just making, you know, minimum wage, so
yeah.
I think it was quite a bit more in tips than it was in you know, in your actual wage.
So you actually made more in tips than
yep.
All righty. Well, I'll get a grande.
All right. I'll get that right out to you.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee either, so I tried decaf, but even decaf has got some caffeine in it, so I have to be careful about
it.
Yeah, I'm not a caffeine girl. I know. All right. So you don't have a great tip story? Anybody over tip ever?
I got a $100 tip one time, and it's funny. It was
just for
a coffee. It was the last person I would have expected, and I was actually kind of crabby that day, so I was, you know, a little
barista ish.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just trying to make my way through, and little old man orders nothing but a black coffee. And I leave the bill and get back, and he's left a $100 bill on the counter.
Do you think that was intentional?
Yes, yeah, I do. I actually do.
Did you say, sir, this is a little over?
I actually did. I was like, oh, sir, I wanted to make sure that he didn't leave. Leave it.
Yeah, thought it was a 10 or something.
Yeah, no, and he said, yeah. He said, you offered great service, you know, thank you very much and whatever. So
wow.
I really made my day at that time because I was flat broke in college. So.
And I'll tell you my other great... my great coffee story, which I think you will appreciate. Mm-hmm. When I first came to New York, you know, I was born in New Orleans, so I didn't know from the Catskills, I didn't know from Couture's. But one of the woman who was head of the news department, the first station I worked for, not the first station, well, I guess she was first station, his husband worked as a social director up at Couture's.
Okay.
In Catskills. I probably should not have said which one, never mind.
Sure. Yeah, all right.
And what they would do is they made a deal with me that if I would come and give, they would let me interview them. He would interview me at the pool on Saturday afternoon for about 45 minutes. They would comp me with a guest for the weekend. Well, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know from the Catskills. You know, and I didn't have any money, so that was great. And I continued to do that long past one because I figured that they were really wonderful for me when I needed them. And so I continued to do that for years after when I really knew people. But anyway, so that was my introduction to the Catskills. And I was telling somebody this story once, and it turns out that a lot of people around here obviously knew about the Catskills, and a lot of the men, the young men in the New York area and the Pennsylvania area and the New Jersey area would work in the Catskills for the summer as waiters. All right, I think what I'm, take Bob? Well, I'll tell you what, let me take Bob and I'll finish the story. Everybody will remind me to finish the Catskills story, because also Wilt Chamberlain, for example, that a lot of very famous basketball players, I think Jerry West, a bunch of basketball players were at a basketball camp, and they would come and be waiters up there for the summer.
Oh, no kidding.
And they would be tipped lavishly because people would be there for the whole season and would make like a $3,000 tip at the end of the season. Remind me, I'll tell you the rest of this. Remind me at Catskills, coffee, and tips. All right, sure.
Yep.
All right. In the meantime, Bob, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely. How might I help you?
Been married almost 20 years, and my wife recently stated she lost her job a little over 2 years ago, hasn't been able to find work, and she's saying she thinks she can get work if she goes all the way across the country, and I don't really want to do that.
Okay, let me get a little more information. Do you guys have kids together?
Yes, two. One of them's moved out, the other's in high school.
Okay. And are you currently working?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I own a business.
What kind of business?
In the recreation industry.
All right, let me put you on hold. When we come back, let's talk about your business, whether or not it's transportable, and what we can do about the situation. Don't lose hope, all right? Let me put you on hold. Come back, and we'll sort through this together. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we're talking with Bob, who's in a 20-year marriage. Wife lost her job 2 years ago. What kind of work does she do, Bob?
She's in communications. She's working part-time as a college teacher, but her full-time job that she lost was a special events coordinator for the same university, doing public events and
sure,
alumni events, things like that.
Where's the job she thinks she would be able to get?
It's out in L.A.
Has she, why does she think she can get it? Have they asked her?
She has some contacts out there from the university. And
well, the first thing I would do before either of you should even think about this is she should get the job. I mean, it's one thing to have a possibility of a job, but I never suggest that anybody leaves a job till they have a job, number one, and you don't move unless you're a single person with some money in the bank, that you don't move to some place until you have a job. I mean, because a job makes all the difference in the world. It means you can pay your rent. It means that that you're not rushing into something that you hate. So she should certainly make many more overtures than she's made with. And because usually before you're offered a job, you do an interview, and before you're offered a job, you're allowed to kind of negotiate. So at this moment, it seems to me that's something that she should certainly be moving forward on. You mentioned that you have your own business and you're in. You said entertainment?
Yeah, recreation.
Okay.
My business cannot move. It's location specific. I can't pick it up and move it.
Could someone else run it for you?
No. It's actually struggling right now, and so I'm really working it because I can't afford to pay anybody else to do it.
Okay.
It's not inconceivable that I might liquidate it.
Okay.
But even so, with a child in high school, I'm not inclined to want to move across the country anyway.
What year high school is your kid in?
He's a sophomore.
Okay.
I guess my question to you more has to do with, I understand that she needs a job for herself. Self-esteem and self-worth, and that's struggling part of it. And my question is, I know that if she gets this job and wants to move to California, it's not going to work for me.
But wait a minute. Before we go there, you don't want to necessarily draw a line in the sand quite so quickly, because the drawing lines in the sand like that just get other people's hackles up. And you know what? I mean, let's look at the marriage for just a second. Let's just put aside all the issues about employment and kids in high school. And how's your marriage?
It's a little rocky. It's not terrible. It's more just tied to, we have some financial issues, and I work a lot of hours, and she hasn't worked, so, she feels like, she's not making any contribution. And
how, all right, for the 20 years of your marriage, have you been the sole provider? Have you both worked? What's been the economic history of your relationship?
Up until she lost her job a couple of years ago, we were pretty equal.
Okay.
Early in our marriage where we both lost our jobs.
Okay.
But that was, we only had one child then, and, we made through okay, and then we both found jobs. And so for the bulk of it, we were pretty equal.
How long have you owned your own business?
7 years.
Okay. So did she, presumably if you owned your own business, it probably took a couple of years to take off, yes, to be able to hold its own. Right.
Yeah.
Because go ahead.
Okay. Well, her losing her job hurt the business because it was such a time that, her income was running the household so we could pour everything back into the business.
Yeah.
And now the business is struggling because it's also it's supporting the household besides supporting itself.
All right, because the argument she's going to make is I helped you to follow your dream. And now, we have a marriage, we're partners, and it's payback time. For 7 years, I allowed you to pursue what you wanted to do. And now I want, I want to do something, and and you're not supporting me. And that's going to be her argument, and it's a hard argument to offset. So, but before we get into the, he said, she said, I'm just giving you the heads up that's the argument she's going to make, and it's not an unreasonable argument, all right?
No, not at all.
For the last 7 years, I've done everything I could to support your dream. I'm asking you to support mine. All right, so here's the position I take. I would not take the position you've taken unless you really want out of that marriage, whether she gets a job or not, which presumably you don't. And if you want out of the marriage, there are cleaner, better ways of doing this. Here's the deal I would say with her is, look, For 7 years, you've let me pursue my dream. Right now, what I think we should do is I think you should apply for that job, whatever job you want. I think sort of moving cross-country, moving all three of us cross-country with a possibility of a job doesn't make any sense. I mean, the economics of it just don't make any sense, let alone the emotional of it and the guilt. So I think you should go ahead and apply for that job. Now, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get that job or not get the job. If you get the job, then we have some serious discussion because presumably, you know, if it starts, you know, when it starts, how it starts. But we've also got a kid who's got 3 more years of high school, and whether we're willing to move him, whether we're willing to have a commuter marriage for a while, whether I need to make some serious decisions about whether my, you know, whether this business is self-supporting. So I think what we should do is you go ahead and apply for that job and understand that there are lots of contingencies that we can, depending on what happens, if you get the job, if you get it immediately, how much it pays, whether there are other things around here that you can do. Because the issue is, you know, I want us to be together. The question is, how are we going to do that? So I have to make some hard decisions about my job, about my business and whether or not it's viable or not. But sort of moving cross country on the possibility of a job doesn't make any sense to any of the three of us. We then need to talk about Derek. Your son has now become Derek. And whether if we're going to move, you know, do I stay here? Do we do a commuter marriage? Do we move him to another school? Does he take advanced placement so we can start college in a year early? So we're talking. So we have all sorts of variables here. Find the job first. If you get the job, we'll make this work. And I think that's the stance you need to take, because you can make it work if the two of you want to make it work. You're not the only commuter marriage that ever exists. It sounds like she has really allowed you to pursue your dream. When it comes down to it, the point is, if you draw the line in the sand, she's just going to react to that and say, well, you know, I supported you. You didn't support me. I'm going to go do whatever I want to do. But she doesn't have a job. And if the two of you want to get out of the marriage, there are better ways to do it than this kind of circuitous way. So don't take that stance. Say, listen, I hear that you're frustrated. Go ahead and apply for the job. If you get that job, we'll figure out a way to make this work. And if we have to commute, we have to commute. We'll figure it out. So you go ahead and pursue that, and let's see where we get. You also have to make some serious decisions, eventually, if not immediately, about your job, about your work, and how viable it is. All right? Call me, but have her go ahead and apply for that job with you being supportive, at least in theory, because otherwise you're going to have a disaster. Tracy, you are next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Tracy, my dear, I'm going to help you.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How am I going to help?
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety because every time I have to go on a business trip, I feel really guilty and really bad because I have two young girls, ages 7 and 5, and okay. I just feel bad for having to leave them. And I usually have to travel every 2 weeks for, you know, a couple of days during the week. And I just wanted you to help me figure out how I can not feel so anxious.
Okay. What about the kid's daddy?
Oh, the kid's daddy is very involved. He's the one who's looking after them while I'm gone, and he's very supportive of my career and everything. So, you know, it's just kind of me feeling bad for not being able to be there 24/7 with the kids.
All right, if the roles were reversed, just think about it for just a minute. If the roles were reversed, if your husband traveled, and you're gone for what, like 2 days every 2 weeks?
Maybe 3 days.
Okay, so 3 days every 2 weeks. If he were gone that much, would you view him as an inadequate parent?
No.
How come?
Well, because if he's doing it, I would just feel that it's my duty to take care of the kids, so...
Okay, so how come plumbing makes his having that schedule okay and you're having that schedule terrible? Right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so listen, I'm not trying to beat you. What I'm saying is you and I have grown up in a situation that suggests that that women should be the nurturer and men should be the wage earners. Yet I would suspect that you and I both also feel that women should be treated as equal partners, that we don't want to do the barefoot and pregnant thing. We don't want to feel like we're second-class citizens. We don't want to feel like our opinions don't matter. So we're kind of caught in that transition between thousands of years that say man is in charge and the transition that says why should men die 15% before women just because they have to take responsibility not only for themselves but for everybody else as well? What we want to do is be partners. We want to share our life. We want to share our concerns. We want to share our love. We want to be able to talk about things. We want to be able to take each other on vacations. We want to be able to support each other. We want to be able that women don't want to be children. They want to be full tilt boogie partners. Doesn't mean we want to be men, just means we don't want to be children. So you've got a situation. It sounds like you probably have a job that you really like. Yes?
Yes, I really like my job.
That you're probably good at it.
Yes.
You probably make a fair chunk of change at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if... Let me sort of back off a little bit and tell you just a quick story, all right? I had a friend, and this was probably 20 years ago, so this was a while ago. And she had a situation that was very similar to yours, in that she had a job that paid really well, and she was very well respected, and her husband basically was much more nurturing than she was. I mean, he just was. I mean, it wasn't that she was a bad parent at all, but and he had gotten to the point he was older than she was, so they had a child together. I don't think he'd had children before. She had two other children, and so what happened was he stayed home and took care of the child, and she went out and had a fairly high powered career, and everything was terrific except they couldn't quite get past the fact that they'd done a role reversal. And so eventually it cost them the marriage. But you're 20 years down the pike from this one. And I'm saying if you can just decide that you and your husband are kind of part of the brave new world, that you are partners with one another, you are life partners, you support each other, you are both smart, you listen to one another, and it just happens that he stays home and takes care of the kids. Doesn't mean he's a woman, it just means he stays home and takes care of the kids, which about 17% of the population do. 17% of stay-at-home parents are men at this point, which is certainly not anywhere near majority, but it's not nobody either. And you're the one who goes out, and you're not gone nearly as much as quite often men who travel are gone. And so part of it is just thinking about it differently. All right, I will also tell you one other story, and then we will talk about how this works for you. When my daughter was about a year old, I'd been working my whole life. I put I put her father through school, and I was teaching, so I was actually working some. And at one point, I just decided that I was kind of losing my mind, and I really needed. I loved my daughter dearly, loved raising her, but I needed to be out. I needed to resume my practice, and right. So I went on an interview. And because I had a big house and no money, we actually had a young woman living in with us who'd graduated high school, wasn't quite ready for college. So for room and board, the small stipend, she helped me take care of my kid. And so the deal was I was going to work a day or two a week. maybe one. And so I left the house. My daughter is sobbing. I was so discombobulated. I got to the car, which took me about maybe 45 seconds to get to the car. Realized I didn't have my car keys. Walked back to the house. So it's 90 seconds, maybe a minute and a half at most, going from my sobbing daughter to I go back, and she's happily playing with Marcia, who was not even a babysitter. She lived with us. And what I realized at that moment was that mother is just, you know, a synonym for guilt. That her dad never felt at all terrible about going off to work, because both, you know, all of us expected that's what guys do. But somehow my daughter tuned in, and she was an infant, she was a year old, that she was smart enough to tune in to the fact that mom feels really intensely guilty about this. So she was perfectly willing to take the ball and run, and sobbing, and if someone had been next door, they probably would have called Child Protective Services. In the 90 seconds it took me to get back to the house, she was fine. So part of it is just having to change your thinking. And so you need to decide one of two things, Trace. Either this job is just not for you. It's, you know, the traveling, even 3 days a week, is just not for you, and you're going to find something closer to home until either, you know, your child is in school, or your kids are both in school. And during the day, you know, they're not home either. But either that this is something that you need to not be a stay-at-home mom, but be not traveling, or maybe stay at home, or that your daughters are going to grow up, or your children to grow up with the idea of, well, yeah, mom's work. I will tell you one more story, which is at one point, my deal with my daughter was that she got to pick, because I was working mom and felt guilty, like, duh, that Fridays were hers, that we would do anything she wanted to do. And they were in violet. I wouldn't do it. And there was one thing where there was this huge staff meeting that I really had to be in. And I said to my daughter, can I switch with you Friday to Thursday or whatever it was? And she said, why? This is the kind of kid I raised. And I said, well, I have to go play doctor. My daughter then said, you mean nurse? And I said, what? Uh-huh. She said, you mean you have to go play nurse? And I said, no, I have to go play doctor. She said, you can't be a doctor, you're a girl.
Wow.
I said to my doctor, I am not a girl, I am a woman, and I'm a doctor. And so our kids will grow up with whatever we teach them. And my daughter now, later, you know, maybe 6 months later, I said, you know, we're going to go to Vicky's or something, and they're going to, I said, we can't go today. And she said, is Vicky going to work? And I said, no, Vicky doesn't work. And she said, why? Is she sick? So how we teach, what our lives are, is what our children expect. So you need, this isn't about your kids. This isn't about your husband. This is about you and what you want. And the anxiety is because you haven't sorted it out. So either decide, look, my kids are going to grow up knowing that mom's work, that moms pay for vacation, that dads can be just as hands-on, as much, if not more so, than women, that dads can cook, dads can braid hair, dads can kiss boo-boos, and moms can work. Or, I don't want to do this anymore, and get a different job. But don't do what you're doing now, which is stay with the job and feel lousy about it. So choose.
Right.
But you see, this has nothing to do with your kids. Your kids are fine. It has nothing to do with your husband. Obviously, he's okay about it. It has nothing even to do with your job. It has to do with what you want and how you think it through. So guilt is just feeling good about feeling bad. It is a useless emotion. If you don't want to do it, then stop doing it. And if you do want to do it, then don't feel guilty about it. Just change how you think about it. All right? You have a choice here. Think about it. If you want to stay on the line and talk with me a little bit about it, I'll leave you there. If you want to go on your own and think about it, you're welcome to do it. I'll have Shane decide what you want to do, and we'll do whatever you want to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, come on, let's be honest. It's not only across America, it's also across Canada, so it's across North America. And we get calls from literally all over the world.
Yeah,
so,
all over the world, yeah. On the internet.
Well, yeah, we get, you haven't gotten any of our calls from Hong Kong or...
not yet, but
yeah,
I believe you.
Or Japan, yeah, or Peru. Yeah, it's great. Kind of fun. I don't know why it's fun. I used to, when I first started in broadcasting, I worked for a station that boomed out over the Atlantic. And so I would get calls in the middle of the night from Holland.
Wow,
Iceland.
No kidding. Wow, that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was. All right, so let's go back to movies that influenced you as a kid. It's a perfect way to sort of end up this hour, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to end the week and okay. Kind of positive note.
There we go.
One person, Marion here, says E.T., like the person before had said, and then also Star Wars, which was huge for me when I was a kid. The first movie I saw in the theater was Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back, so that was a big one for me too.
I'm convinced my daughter became a marine biologist because of the Star Wars or the Star Trek.
Star Trek? Oh, sure.
With the whales, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think that was like three.
Yeah, went back in time or something.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, although I mean I enjoy that stuff.
Star Wars,
but yeah, Star Wars was my thing when I was.
Well, Star Wars was. I mean, Star Trek was a little cheesy, but we kind of all loved it.
Yeah, Spock, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And the reboot of Star Trek has been great.
Oh yes,
Quinto.
Yeah, that's definitely
great. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah.
Right, so Star Wars and E.T. Gotcha.
Yeah,
all right.
We've got one here that says The Jungle Book by Disney. She says it introduced me to swing jazz music, which she loves to this day, and was also one of her nans. I guess she says, I'm assuming, grandma's most favorite movies. So they'd watch that video together, I guess, and it made her feel kind of close to her, and she passed away last December, so she says she misses her.
There are some movies that just sort of remind us. I said my daughter watched The Burning of Atlanta. That was her first. I took her. They had reissued Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
And she and I both love movies, even during her adolescence when we had a hard time finding things to not fight about, that we could always go to movies together and talk about movies together, and so...
Right. And here, Cindy says, what was yours, Dr. Joy? What was your most memorable movie from your childhood?
As I said, I remember the one that scared the living daylights out of me was Them, with the big ants and the buzzing on the poles. You know, I don't remember so much movies when I was a kid. I remember going to Saturday matinees. In fact, I gave a speech at one of my affiliates in York, Pennsylvania. And I when I went into the hall, I said, oh my gosh, this was a movie theater. And they said, how did you know? And I said, well, first of all, I could smell the popcorn. And second of all, I used to go here on Saturdays.
Okay.
And they would have Saturday matinees.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the content. I think there was usually a newsreel and a cowboy movie and a serial. And they would,
right.
You know, so you would start next week.
Yeah, they even did those when I was a kid still. Yeah, I mean, it was...
Even when dinosaurs weren't roaming.
Yeah, right.
I loved the original movie, The Producers. I thought that was just... hilarious when they slap Gene Wilder and say I'm wet and and hit or something. And Zero Mostel.
Gene Wilder is one of my all time favorites.
I've actually met him.
Did you really?
He's just as sweet in person. He has that sweet face, and he is a really nice guy. I'm trying to remember any. I do remember The Wizard of Oz, and I remember just being absolutely entranced when it burst into color. I thought that was really kind of cool. I'm trying to remember any movie really from my childhood. As I said, I remember scary television much more. We didn't go to movies very often, and we didn't have television until fairly late.
Well, right. I remember when I was a kid, it was a big treat to go to a movie. And nobody had, you didn't have DVDs or VCRs or anything like that. It was, you know, if anybody, when I was a kid, if anybody had a movie, it was on a reel, you know, on an actual reel.
Oh, yeah, machine. Yeah. Well, and drive-in movies.
Oh, I love drive-ins.
I love drive-in movies, except, you know, those stupid little boxes that you put on the side of the window and you could
never
actually
worked.
Hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could never actually hear anything.
There's a great drive-in that my wife and I go to still to this day. So we're kind of spoiled here.
Where
in
is
Arnica.
It? I was going to say there were only 12 drive-ins, I think, left in America.
No kidding. I heard that.
Many.
Yeah, with the changeover to digital, it's been kind of almost impossible for them to stay in business. But this one did switch over to digital. It's in on the east side of the Twin Cities here in Minnesota.
Well, next time I have to go to a drive-in.
There you go. Yeah. It's a great experience for the kids, you know, kind of get that little taste of history a little bit.
There we go. And Burger King is introducing an all-black burger. I don't even know what that means.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yeah, neither did I. I haven't heard that. An all-black burger.
All right, I'm sorry.
Burger.
Just, it seemed consistent with drive-in theaters. So
yeah.
What else we got? It seemed like junk.
Yeah, right. Here we've got one that's a younger listener. She says Home Alone was a movie that she must have watched 1,000 times, she says. So,
do you know, speaking of movies that you watched, the Man Who Would Be King?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've probably seen that movie, that and The Big Chill. I've probably seen each of those like 15 times.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
The Man
sure.
Who Would Be King, I think, is one of the all-time wonderful movies.
Okay, yeah.
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah, definitely.
Sean Connery. and Michael Caine, and who's the other guy? I can see him in my mind's eye. He played in Sound of Music.
Jeez, I can't think of his
name. We'll think of it in a minute. All right, so what else? Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and then, here's one, speaking of ones that you've seen a million times, one I've seen a million times, two people in a row say the movie Goonies.
I thought that was mean-spirited.
It kind of was. I went back and watched it recently.
It's a boy movie.
Yeah, and it kind of is a little naughty for kids, too. I mean, there's some stuff in there that I don't think I'd want my boys to watch.
Yeah, no, I thought that was kind of a mean-spirited movie.
I was kind of surprised my folks let me watch that one, to be honest with you.
Well, I think people just didn't pay as much attention.
Yeah, maybe not, yeah. Yeah, and nowadays
That whole thing about things that our parents said they now go to jail for.
right?
Yeah, leaving kids in the car, smoking in the car, seatbelts,
Yeah, exactly. This person, Cindy, says Mary Poppins, because I remember taking the bus downtown with my mom and standing in line to see it.
The Dancing Penguins.
Yes.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke, yeah.
Christopher Plummer is who I was thinking of.
Right.
John Connery, Michael Caine, Saeed Jeffrey, and Christopher Plummer.
Sure.
He was Kipling.
Okay. You're right. Sure.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen The Man Who Would Be King, you should go get that. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have.
It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Don says Peter Pan with Mary Martin in it.
Wow,
it was wonderful as a kid, and she wanted to be just like Peter. I think we all did.
Never grew up.
Flying around, never grown up, yeah.
I saw Sandy Duncan do that in Boston, and it was one of the few times that I wished that my radio program was TV, because I asked her how changing a boy had changed her.
Oh.
And she crossed her arms over her chest and said, "This is who I am," and then she flung them outside and she said, "That's what Peter had taught her." And I thought,
wow.
People need to see this. Yeah, it was great.
Brilliant, yeah.
All right, folks, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Hopefully your hands aren't crossed over your chest. You're flinging them out wide and enjoying your life. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.